Hello, friend. Today we're going to read a short story called Kate's Coat. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Kate's Coat. It was the end of the day. It was time to pack up. "I cannot find my coat," Kate said. "I will be cold on the bus." Miss Martin was kind, but she was firm. "Last week you could not find your lunchbox. Now it is your coat," she said. "I told you to hold on to your things." "I saw a lot of coats in the lost and found," said a child in the class. Kate ran to the lost and found. There was a big pile of coats. There were old coats. There were new coats. There were gray coats. There were gold coats. There were plain coats. There were coats with dots and flowers and stripes. Kate dug and dug. She found her coat. Kate dug some more. At last, she found a lunchbox with wild hippos on it. "My lunchbox," she said. Inside there was an old banana with lots of mold. "I will keep track of these things so Miss Martin does not scold me again," she said to herself. Now, let's quill read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. It was the end of the day. It was time to pack up. "I cannot find my coat," Kate said. "I will be cold on the bus." Miss Martin was kind, but she was firm. "Last week you could not find your lunchbox. Now it is your coat," she said. "I told you to hold on to your things." "I saw a lot of coats in the lost and found," said a child in the class. Kate ran to the lost and found. There was a big pile of coats. There were old coats. There were new coats. There were gray coats. There were gold coats. There were plain coats. There were coats with dots and flowers and stripes. Kate dug and dug. She found her coat. Kate dug some more. At last, she found a lunchbox with wild hippos on it. "My lunchbox," she said. Inside, there was an old banana with lots of mold. "I will keep track of these things so Miss Martin does not scold me again," she said to herself. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. It was the end of the day. It was time to pack up. "I cannot find my coat," Kate said. "I will be cold on the bus." Miss Martin was kind, but she was firm. "Last week, you could not find your lunchbox. Now it is your coat," she said. "I told you to hold on to your things." "I saw a lot of coats in the lost and found," said a child in the class. Kate ran to the lost and found. There was a big pile of coats. There were old coats. There were new coats. There were gray coats. There were gold coats. There were plain coats. There were coats with dots and flowers and stripes. Kate dug and dug. She found her coat. Kate dug some more. At last, she found a lunchbox with wild hippos on it. "My lunchbox," she said. Inside there was an old banana with lots of mold. "I will keep track of these things so Miss Martin does not scold me again," she said to herself. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.